This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, the podcast show, some knowledge you bestow helps our blunders. If I were you, already know. Perfect relationship though, it's just one problem. If I were you, time to go. Knowledge river overflows, it begins now.
Whoa,
I love DMB.
That was written by somebody named Calvin Yeager, or Yeager, and he's a third-year biochem PhD student.
Well, fucking abandon it and do Dave covers, bro.
And not only that, he gave us 2 Dave covers.
There's another one?
And about 5 other originals. So we're going to do the 2 Dave covers today. That one was Satellite. We'll end with Crash.
Satellite.
And that was Calvin. So thank you, Calvin, who's going to be a doctor soon.
But look, I just felt like I was waiting for the chorus. That's my only note.
So you want a full
Everything
version.
Was perfect. Everything was great. And then, like, we're coming up to, like, winter's cold, spring erases, and the calm away by the storm is chasing. Like,
I don't know this song that well.
Winter's
so like,
cold, spring erases.
I'm wearing headphones. So
and
like,
the calm away
it really hurts.
The storm is chasing.
You have to give me a warning, because it's, like, really high in grading.
Really, yeah, well, yeah, that's not really it high. It's not really grading. It's really high, and it's really pitchful.
It's really great. It's not grating.
It's great, and
it's currently great.
I should be a singer.
Nothing official to promote, except for an Instagram that he uploads music to, calvin.yeager.
It's great that he doesn't have anything official to promote, because we have something official.
That's right.
To announce.
Big announcement.
And to promote.
I wanted to organize my thoughts, because I didn't want to just rant incoherently about this thing that is kind of a big deal.
Interesting. That was my plan.
Right. And so I started writing outline. I want to hit this point. I want to hit this point. And then I started writing paragraphs. And before I knew it, I have this like 5-minute speech prepared. I have written before me on my text edit doc a multi-paragraph speech, not even of
You
sort.
Wrote a speech?
I wrote a speech announcing this project.
Is this the first time you've written a speech since
your
know.
Best man wedding?
Oh.
Yeah.
Which
and that
you,
one
which
went
you seemingly
well.
Went off the cuff with.
Yeah, but this is more important. Yeah, I don't want it. Like, that one I can just sort of, like, wing it and hit the main talking points.
Right.
But this one's really, really important.
So the
to
2
me.
Speeches that you have in your life are the best man speech you gave at my wedding, the most important day of my life, and this speech here, the most important day of yours.
That's right. My wedding day, today, announcing this project.
Really excited you wrote a speech.
I will read the speech. It will seem off the cuff. It'll seem like I'm just not even reading the speech at all.
Right, because you probably wrote it for it to seem
very casual.
Very casual.
Dot, dot, dots, holds for
it.
Applause. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is the speech. You can chime in whenever.
Okay.
But just know that I'm reading. I'm going to make it sound like I'm not trying to
can
read.
Can I chime in quickly before you
You can chime in whenever you want, including now.
All right. This is, I'm floored that you wrote a speech.
Of course.
This is, I don't know. I feel like there, everything in our lives, like, I get excited by.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple magical moments that you also get excited by.
And this is that magical. Whoa, this... you're reading this off a note card.
All right. Okay. Go on. Enough preamble.
Ready?
Yes.
Before.
Oh, wow.
We got.
Really? Sorry. Should have practiced this.
Three, two, one. Before we got. Ooh, wow. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Speech time.
Here we go.
Before we get into the podcast today, we wanted to announce something new, something big and exciting and nerve-wracking. True so far?
Yeah. I'm so nerve-wracking that you wrote a speech.
That's right. Voice trembling, acting cool, no big deal. Jake and Amir, our web series, ended in April of 2015.
Correct.
And in the three-ish years since then, we've kept busy and self-employed by podcasting and building out our network, HeadGum.
Yeah.
We shot two seasons of Lonely and Horny and developed a number of TV and film ideas with a few production companies.
Yes, these are projects all to resounding success, as you know, because you've seen us all over television.
That's right. These are projects that I guess our fans aren't even aware of because you don't really tell anybody about it until it, quote unquote, goes.
Yeah. And is this part of the speech?
No. This is me talking.
This is riffing.
But it's cool that you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah.
The problem, I go back to reading, with traditional Hollywood TV and movies and stuff is that the industry moves incredibly slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Pitches take weeks, and the idea is bought, and scripts take months to write, and decisions take years, and 9 times out of 10, you're left with a sample that nobody will see, created for a network that nobody really watches.
Right. Our fans don't know that we've had many exciting meetings.
Yeah, meetings and pitches and scripts written that aren't necessarily ours.
And we get great calls and bad calls. We get calls that are like, they want the script. They want to pay you to write a pilot. And then we get a sad call that is like, they didn't like the script enough to shoot the pilot.
That's right. Or you shot the pilot, but they didn't like the pilot enough to turn it into a show.
Or you have a really exciting pitch with a bunch of really cool partners, and then you're waiting to go into the rooms, and then the partners actually realize that they're too busy, and they can't do the show.
That's another option. The end result is a script or a show that's been kind of mutated and watered down and ultimately not entirely ours, and that's not very exciting. We've written scripts based on ideas we've had, and then they're like, all right, let's do it. But like this,
right?
Let's often add this character.
The
let's
first
change
version
this
of the script is your favorite,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets slightly better. But then after a point, there's diminishing returns, and they get worse and worse.
That's correct. And while we've had, you know, trace amounts of success selling shows and shooting a pilot, like you said, we haven't been able to develop ideas that are unfiltered and unabashedly our own, pure ideas that kind of like Jake and Amir. That were
right.
conceived and delivered directly from us to the audience without any middleman
Written,
whatsoever.
Shot, edited, posted from us to you.
That's right.
No note ever given.
No
except
notes.
Except for Jeff Rosenberg.
Occasionally chiming in if necessary.
Right. If Jeff laughed, we posted it. That was the rule.
Zero creative compromises, which I think was peak fun for us and peak fun for the audience because they saw shit that probably wouldn't have ever seen the light of day. In movies or in TV.
Right. Like Ben sucking my dick?
For example.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just us trying and sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding. This podcast is kind of close to that, but it's just audio. But our goal is to make funny videos that people can watch and consume directly without having to sacrifice any of that creative control.
Correct.
Unless you're incredibly successful already, that's not going to happen in TV and movies. Nobody writes you a blank check and is like, all right, deliver a show. I hope I like it in 6 weeks mm-hmm. because we have no creative input whatsoever.
Your eyes are off the computer. You've left the speech.
That's correct. I'm off speech, off book.
Okay.
The
back on speech.
The people who give you the money make the decisions.
Yes. And the people that give you the money aren't always funny.
That's right. And for the first
Honey.
Time, nice.
That yeah. is,
that's also written.
Yeah, that's my speech.
You're reading through my computer. Since we ended Jake and Amir, there hasn't really been a digital outlet that allows us to do exactly that, which is create content directly to the consumers.
Yeah, and there's nothing funny about writing pitches.
Because it has to just be universal and broad and something that you can sell easy right. rather than something that you know will be funny.
There's
later.
More strategy. It's like, how do I get a producer interested? How can I show a network that this is relatable? But
yeah.
but it being like really funny is the last thing.
Yeah.
I remember when we did the Jake and Amir pilot, people were like, why did Jake and Amir hang out if Jake hates Amir?
Yeah.
And we're like, Because that's just like, because they just do.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It'll be funny.
They just hang out. They sit across from each other. Like, Jake tolerates Amir because fucking whatever he does. You sometimes hate your coworkers. You sometimes like them. That's how best friends work. And, but anytime that we had to like actually write a TV show, be like, oh, okay. So Amir saved Jake's life when he was really little. So
yeah,
Jake
there's
feels
a backstory
like
there. And then who's Jake's little sister? And does he have a love interest or a crush?
Right.
You have to just sort of mold and shape and fit your idea to a traditional medium.
Yeah. So Jake has a weird relationship with his parents. He's got this thing with his boss. And Amir wrote a scroll about the best fish to eat. Can we just shoot this thing already?
But our fans, I feel like, prefer the fish scroll.
Yes. And so do we.
Yeah. But we're not going to get cash from a channel about a fish scroll.
So what's up? Tell me the rest of the speech. Where are we going?
So this is now you're 100% on board. Go back to the speech.
I didn't even know that we were have this project. I'm finding out about it for the first time too.
So this is what we're announcing today. Okay, this is it. This is what we've been leading to, which is our new Patreon channel.
Oh my God, we're asking for cash. That's what everybody's saying.
It's not.
They're finally begging for cash.
Begging for mercy. It's a digital tip jar. It's not a show. It's a channel. I wanted to clarify that right off the bat, which is a medium that will allow us to create as many shows as we can and sell them directly to you guys, the fans, for less than $5 a month. Patreon.com/JA.
Very sleek. I'm into JA.
What are the shows so far? We are in production on two of them already. Firstly is a video version of this podcast, If I Were You, ad-free bonus Thursday style, which won't interfere with our Monday episodes. So right. You'll still get the Monday one for free that you're listening to.
This podcast never changes.
But occasionally on Thursdays, there's a new episode that's available to you as a video on our Patreon.
You can also, just so everybody knows, on Patreon, just like simply sign up for that RSS feed.
That's right.
If just on its own, if you want two extra If I Were You's a month, mm-hmm. and you don't care about anything else, $5 a month gets you that.
Okay. That's the bare minimum. But bare we're minimum. Also creating a new exciting show, perhaps our most exciting show since we left College Humor, something we're calling Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir. The idea being we're going to watch our old videos that you guys know and love, sometimes for the first time in 10 years, and we're going to give live commentary on them.
Correct. And so, we started doing this a few months ago, I think in like a live stream.
Yeah, we just started watching an old video and laughing like idiots, enjoying the content for the first time and coming up like, wait, weren't you this that day? And wasn't this happening? And wasn't there an alternate ending that we wrote or like a beginning that we cut for time or
yeah,
something like that?
There's all these crazy backstories like, oh, this is, and also like, this is the same day that we shot these other four videos.
Right. So you can see I'm wearing makeup from a previous video in this video.
Right. And you know that I'm hungover on the day that we shot parkour.
Yeah. Or like you vomited that day and we included it in a different video. Mm-hmm. So these are videos that we're going to comment on, sometimes alone, sometimes with our friends. We've already recorded a few episodes with Ben and Thomas, for example.
Those are good friends.
And
Jeff. He's a friend.
That's right. And we're just going to look like silly idiots cracking up and recalling memories about making them. Each old episode, we're digging up old emails, like there are email correspondences between us and Ben, and we're like narrating it as we're reading it for the first time since 2009.
Yeah, Ben like, writes the entire video in the email.
Yeah, we did a Milkman part one and two episode with Ben, and we looked up the email of him brainstorming ideas. And it's us throwing shit against the wall.
Yeah,
and
he's like, I should be a surgeon. Then you say, oh, or a milkman. And he goes, that's perfect. I'll be a milkman that sells expired milk. You get sick and somebody says, we need a doctor. And then I say, I'm a doctor. Like, that is literally the first video.
That's right. And we're watching the video while we're talking about it. Yeah. So you guys are able to watch the videos along with us as we do a deep dive into these alt episodes.
Some of them are legit still good. And some of them are legit bad.
And we kind of comment on that. We give these videos a grade at the end of every episode.
That's right.
It's kind of like the ultimate guide or a complete history of. It's like the old DVD commentaries that I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, because it's a video of us watching it. It's not just audio content over a video.
Right.
So these are new, high-quality videos. Those episodes are roughly like 15 minutes each. And it's something we can obviously never do for TV, nor could we afford to do.
Nobody would care.
No.
We also brought back John and Giancarlo, the guys who shot just about every single episode of Jake and Amir.
That's right. They're shooting and editing this stuff for us.
So it's like fully exciting that we're, it's not just like, oh, we're going to get nostalgic and watch our old videos. We're like trying to use those videos as a leaping off point to create something new. But we have the whole band back together.
And the videos themselves look good. Like, we're spending money shooting these videos in HD.
Three cameras. We rented a location. We're not fucking hacking it just for cash.
We're trying to make it look like an HBO show, but at the same time, we're talking about, like, what did we use for diarrhea in this episode?
We haven't watched that episode yet, but I do remember that we pushed pudding through a hole in khakis.
Yeah, or like, who came up with "Oh, she shalt was a dream," and are we still proud of that line today?
Spoiler. We are.
For $4.99 a month, you have access to both shows. We don't want to like charge a different rate for every show. $4.99 is for the channel, and that channel is not going to change. It'll always be patreon.com/JA. The shows itself will move in and out like seasons of a show. We'll do as much commentary as possible, and then eventually we'll be able to add shows to that channel, depending on how many people sign up.
If we do good, we do more.
That's right. For example, if we have 10,000 patrons supporting this channel, we'll launch a third show, which is more of a narrative show, something scripted like Lonely and Horny, if you guys saw that, or like Jake and Amir even, where these two first shows are more nonfiction. It's us as humans laughing and joking around with each other. If we get enough patrons to sign up, we'll start expanding the universe even more. The channel will grow with the audience.
That is the most exciting thing to me, because as we've been watching Jake and Amir, I'm realizing how much I miss just like writing comedy dialogue and shooting comedy videos.
Right.
And like, we have that a little bit with the HeadGum videos, but we don't write those ourselves. We don't edit those ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not even in them a lot of the time because we've been busy. But like, watching old Jake and Amir's makes me so excited to write a new series, to come up with a new series. The other thing I'll say is that Lonely and Horny is really close to what we had at with Jake and Amir. It's like really fun to write, really fun to shoot. Just a good time across the board. But even from season one to season two took 2 years.
Yeah.
So like, even development that's seemingly not as intense as like, you know, giving an FX or HBO or IFC show, it took that much time. We had to find a home for it. We have to wait for contracts for years and years.
Yeah, produce it, edit it, give it, wait for it, wait for the platform.
Promote the launch.
You can watch season two on Dropout, we should say, but a lot of it is out of our control.
Yes.
We want to be able to control this ourselves, but we need help. As always, we rely on our fans, the ones that like watch the videos to begin with, the ones that like write in for the show, the ones that are listening to this podcast, the ones that submit theme songs.
College Humor, we had the IAC and the ad sales team and everybody supporting our job. Now we have nobody.
Yeah. We want to just grab
you guys.
The fans, and create an ad-free, pure, direct from us to you platform. And we're so thankful that like Patreon is there to help us do that. I should say right now there are two episodes of Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir and a video If I Were You on the Patreon. So you can subscribe right now. We're timing it so that you can go there right now, patreon.com/JA, and watch over an hour of content ASAP.
Right. So if you subscribe today, that is 1 hour of content. No problem.
And then there will be a new episode of one or the other coming every Thursday. That's the plan. Every Thursday, one a week, three in the bank right now. And we've been making one episode of something for the last like 12, 13 years. So you know we're good for it.
Yeah. It's basically like a short movie every single month for $5.
It's nearly 2 hours of video, premium video content. And if we get enough people to get on board, to enjoy it, to spread the word, to watch and enjoy, we'll make more. We'll only make more. We'll never make less.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of a risk on our part. We're hoping that we do get enough support to at the very least fund this current rate of operation. But ideally, we'll get more, grow more, make more shows. Suddenly we're at 3, 4, 5. This starts looking like a real channel in our full-time jobs.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd be insane. We're posting trailers and clips of this new channel on our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So check them out. Leave a comment. Tell a friend. Every little bit helps. And
even at, I think at patreon.com/JA, we can also just like post the trailer for everyone.
And again, this is perhaps our biggest risk ever. So I know we're asking a lot, which is $5 a month.
We spent a lot of time talking about it too, and we appreciate that.
But again, there's no like, there's no company, there's no corporation behind us right now. It's just us asking you guys for support after, you know, relying on you guys for the last 10 years. So we really, really hope.
Do us one last solid.
And I don't think you'll be disappointed. And there's other tiers. So like, it's not just the $4.99, though that's the basic one that'll let you watch all the shows. We're doing stuff at $9.99 a month where you can join us for a monthly live stream and suggest the videos that we'll be reviewing so you guys can actually tell us which videos to watch and comment on. Ask us a question for our video podcast. But again, the base rate of $4.99 will get you the content always and forever.
We could even watch like weird ad sales videos on the on that $9.99 tier.
Oh, like watch old branded content that we were in?
Yeah, like during the during the live stream, we watch like the Schick Hydro tour video.
Oh, God. That could be misconstrued as an advertisement.
Well, we'll talk shit about Schick the whole time.
We'll talk Schick about them. It's called Talking Schick with Jake and Schick. That's it. That was the end of my speech.
That's the whole speech?
That's everything I wanted to say in roughly the order I wanted to say.
I really could have used like a rousing call to action at the end, but I guess it was sort of an impassioned plea, like we've never asked you for anything.
Yeah, though we have. So lonely and horny. Yeah. But that money, again, didn't go to us to make the video.
That went to Vimeo to prove that we were good enough to make a second season, which you guys did prove. But then they folded their platform anyway.
There's always a middleman. There's always a cost to doing business. No one's going to give you money directly until now, we hope, that hopefully you guys will. And then we're going to use all the money we're making to just turn around and make that content, send it right back to you guys. Content that we don't have to like approve by anybody, who nobody has to say yes or no. Nobody has any creative input. So if you like what we've been doing, if you've trusted us so far, if you've you're still listening after 10 years of videos and 5 years of podcasts,
circle jerking diva,
if you're a day one, then I have no doubt in my mind that you will thoroughly enjoy patreon.com/JA, our new channel.
Yeah. I mean, and subscribe and like get in on the comments. We're going to be reading them a lot over this next few weeks and like help us guide what we're creating for you.
That's right. And let us know what you think. Let us know what we should do. We want to do right by you most of all.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Is there anything left to say? Should we do a normal podcast now? Should we answer some questions?
Feels so strange, but I am like, before we go, I'm like, oh, I'm just overcome by emotion for like our earliest fans, if they're even still around. I'm sure that some of them are, but like, you know, the people that met us in the rain in Washington Square Park, when we had like our first ever Twitter meetup,
right?
Not knowing if anybody was going to go.
Or when we do a live show in Australia and it's like a 23-year-old, like, I've been watching you guys since I was 12.
Yeah. So that's some good shit. I feel like we've had a really unique career in that like we've made great fans early on and we've like made a relationship and like kept that alive. I feel like every time I meet fans of ours, we have like a kinship because we have to have the same weird, dumb sense of humor.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have that relationship with their fan base. Some people have just like fans because they think they were cute in a vampire movie and they don't know who you
God,
are.
God, I would trade it all in to be hot in a fucking vampire movie.
Oh. Well, I was sort of disparaging that in a way.
Get away from that werewolf! I'm doing sides from the movie.
No way,
if
that's a side from the movie.
Get away from that wolf!
What a poorly written
script.
Who is
that hot guy? Oh, that's Amir.
And now you're doing...
He's sort of an empty vessel, but he's hot.
Now you're doing...
A different character.
Like a hot girl watching you audition for a part.
Or whatever. It could be anything.
It can't be anything because it's so... That's so small, petty, and complicated. Why are there bystanders in your audition watching you read sides?
It's an open call.
Who know that you're bad at acting, but you're hot. Why is that your goal?
It's not a goal. It's a dream.
Let's go to break and come back and try to do a podcast.
Wait, while you were talking, it made me think of something else as well, which is that we will not stop trying to do TV and movies just because that's always an exciting next step, and it feels like a fun way to expand our audience. But at the same time, like digital and internet just feels more comfortable, feels like home. This feels like the right next step for us.
Yeah, that's just the digital stuff for our fans is what we should be doing all the time. And now like Patreon gives us the tool to actually do that. We should be creating weekly content that we like, that our fans like, that makes us laugh, that makes them laugh. We should be doing live shows, doing all the stuff that we like the most.
Yeah.
And then also waiting for executives to give us notes on a movie script, which we always are. And it takes 6 to 8 months
to hear back.
Yeah. So we'll keep that up too.
So once again, that URL is patreon.com/JA. We're trying to get as many people to sign up today. So do check it out. Let us know what you think. And we appreciate your time. Let's take a break. We'll answer some questions from the confused youth of this crazy, crazy planet we call Earth. We call Mars. That's right. Welcome to 2025.
It's only 2025 Mars. And we're podcasting on Mars?
I said we're taking a break.
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be the fucking cards, man.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
a lot of gray area, okay. quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments. That's rocketmoney.com/segments, rocketmoney.com/segments. Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back. Speech, Jake, do you have any?
Mom, I'm coming.
I always forget that that's coming. I don't know why. Yeah, I do, actually.
We have a new Patreon.
Oh, actually, my advice does include paying money for shit.
Okay.
But the Twinnovation live show in Brooklyn.
Oh.
I think everybody that lives within, I don't know, a few hours of Brooklyn should go to that show.
Are you going?
I can't.
Because it's in New York.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in LA. We should live stream it or something. That seems like a Dave Rosie plan.
That would be great.
He puts on the Instagram. I can see him doing that, like wearing a headband, putting his phone in his forehead.
Live streaming the whole show.
Live streaming the show from his POV.
You should suggest that to him. I think it's going to be really funny. I mean, their shows are always really funny. I think this is also going to be kind of enjoyably insane because it's their first ever like show that's kind of like entirely them.
Yeah.
Done without a festival, done without a like a big showcase.
And it's on Halloween.
Yeah. The concept of is based on Jeff's earlier pitch of Halloween, doing Halloween in May when it's warmer.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing a Halloween show on Halloween.
Wow, is that crazy enough to work? A Halloween in October, imagine.
The poster also says a no-hold-barred costume contest, which I imagine is just sort of like a cage fight with a bunch of people in WrestleMania costumes.
Yeah, I guess that's what their live shows devolve into anyway, regardless of when and where they are. So it makes sense that that's the Halloween theme too.
Yeah, I think it turns into a party afterwards. So everyone should go. You can find tickets on Dave's Twitter. I think we both retweeted him too.
Yeah.
Just Google Twinnovation live show at Littlefield, Brooklyn, New York, 10:31. Easy enough. That's all. Go to the show. Bye.
All right. This question is written by a man we'll call Dave Rosenberg because it's about an uncle.
And Dave Rosenberg has one, I think.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. What the fuck, writes Dave. I'm in a vehicle driving back from a Thanksgiving weekend at my uncle and aunt's cabin. I guess it's a Canadian Thanksgiving thing.
Wait, where did he say he was?
Driving back from a Thanksgiving weekend.
Did he say the word vehicle?
Yeah, he's in a vehicle.
That's so odd.
Driving back, so he's in a car while this crisis is currently happening.
Who says vehicle to describe?
Canadians.
I'm in a vehicle.
In our vehicle, he writes, it is just myself and my uncle. After about an hour of a five-hour drive, we finally get back to phone service as the cabin in the woods at a lake in northern British Columbia, well out of range of any cellular signal.
Okay.
My uncle, father of six, married for 30 years, checks his voicemail on speakerphone as he is driving. The first voicemail is a lady's voice. The message says, "Hey, sweetie, when are you back?" And my uncle deletes the message, turns off his voicemail, and the cab of truck fills with silence. Is that a thing, filling with silence? I don't know. Don't really care. Fuck! Anyway, the cab is filled with the most awkward silence. It still is. I'm sending you this because I don't know what the fuck to do. The radio is on now, and we're having casual chit-chat paired with an eerie tension that's in the air. What do I do? Is there a world where this is an innocent message? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobo. I mean, Amir and Josh and Kobe. You're my only hope. Love, Dave.
Solid email.
Yeah, he's in the car
aside
while
from
it's
the vehicle.
Happening. You're obsessed with the vehicle.
And filling with silence, I do think, is a thing.
Yeah, sometimes silence can be the loudest noise of all.
This is also like Uncle's worst nightmare. He's like, oh my God, that was so... I'm caught... I hope he's not doing anything on his phone. Let's just make casual chit-chat. This kid is like, meanwhile, writing an email outing the uncle.
That's right.
He knows all.
Oh, yeah. It's like the type of thing where two people are both thinking the same thing, hoping the other one is going to be polite enough not to mention it. And then they both do, and they hope they both forget about it.
I think it's better to mention it because, like, it's more awkward to, like, let it linger and to, like, wonder who's thinking what.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, who is that? you know? It's too late now. Yeah. You should have said it really casually.
Would you have said that to your uncle?
Who's that? Yeah, I think I would have. And then he could have been like, he could have given me that lie that smooths it all over.
So it's like a lie that both of you know isn't true.
Right.
And that would be the way of smoothing it over. You don't then do anything about it.
No, I don't think you need to investigate.
As a nephew, it's much more awkward to like
delete, freeze up, and then like, oh my God.
But 5-hour drive.
I feel like if he's having an affair,
why
would he check that voicemail on speaker?
That's right. Unless he wants to be caught. This nefarious little avuncular addict who's like sort of gets
avuncular?
Off.
What is avuncular?
Ever relating to uncles.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
It's a fun word.
Avuncular?
Yeah.
Is that a real word?
I'm not 100% sure, but it felt right at the time. Let me look.
Avuncular.
Avuncular. Like I have an avuncular attitude as an uncle. And if so, is there a aunt version of that? Avuncular related to an uncle.
Is there a, yes, antuncular?
Yeah, female avuncular. A caller asked if there's a feminine version of avuncular. The Oxford English Dictionary lists maternal as meaning a characteristic of an aunt.
Maternal.
That's right. It's much less fun to say than avuncular.
I have no idea.
I just taught you a word.
Avuncular exists.
But here
and
we
why
are.
You knew it and why you said it.
It's because I am an uncle and I am avuncular in my vernacular.
You're not very avuncular, though.
I have an avuncular vernacular.
You're more of a maternarial.
I'm more maternal.
Maternal.
I have a maternal turtle, if that's helpful.
I want to follow up, Pup, on this because I'm like almost certain that like as the car ride finished, they're about to go. It's like, all right, drive over. By the way, that voicemail you heard was nothing. It was just so-and-so. Like, if that happened, then he's definitely having an affair.
Yeah, and if it doesn't, then he's probably definitely having an affair.
And then it could have been, like, his mom or his friend, you know?
Yeah.
Sweetie is a little weird. I think, like, the only person that can really call him sweetie are his mom.
Yeah.
Or his wife. So if his mom's dead and that was not your aunt's voice... Then he's having an affair.
Shit's going down. All right. A question from a lady.
Yes.
We'll call her Queen Elizabeth the 12th.
Why?
Because can you imagine if that's how long there's been a queen, that there's 12 of them at this point?
Are there 12?
No.
Okay.
I'm just being avuncular, I guess. Hello, my fine friends. For the past year, I have worked in a retail for a pretty large and well-known company, and I've absolutely loved it. Despite it being a retail job and having the usual struggles of it being retail, I still enjoy it there. I'm surrounded by music I love hearing, and I get to talk about topics that I genuinely love. However, a friend I went to high school with voiced an interest in working at the store with me since I would talk about how much I loved it. I offered to refer her to my manager and help her get hired, and sure enough, she did. Everything was fine, except when she started working there, she has had a horrible attitude and is an extremely negative person and just makes everyone dislike her. It's frustrating because it makes me look bad, and also I believed in her. Everyone is saying at this point, if she's so unhappy, she should just quit, and they all want to be the one to talk to her. Sorry, they all want me to be the one to talk to her. How do I go about this? She likes to victimize herself, so I don't know if she'll take anything I say in a non-horrible way. Please help. Sincerely, Elizabeth the 12th.
Oh, my jeebs.
You got people hired at College Humor. Was that ever uncomfortable? Did you ever, like, feel ownership over them? Like, You better do well because I fucking vouched for you, bro.
I guess sometimes a little bit, but I also feel like College Humor was a really enjoyable job, so people generally liked it.
Right. Everybody had fun. If you invited a new friend, it was fine.
Yeah. So and even the ones that didn't like it, stayed for a summer internship and then stopped.
At the very least.
Mm-hmm.
So you never, like, dealt with this, like, oh, this guy's a bad attitude. I would not fire my friend. That's crazy that they want her to do it.
I don't think they want her to fire her friend. They want her to say to her friend, should quit.
Yeah.
Like, which, you know, I guess it depends, like, how much, like, what her level of complaining is. If she's like, I hate this job, then I think it's kind of like you could definitely use that as an in to be like, oh, well, you don't have to work here. It doesn't matter. Like,
yeah,
I can help you find another job.
In fact, let's both quit on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. She jumps.
Quits.
Yeah. It's like diving off a really tall thing where you count to three and only one person jumps. Sorry, I got scared. Too scared to quit. Anyway, I love this job. I love the music. I love the idea of loving the music where you work so much.
And I can talk about any topic I want.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, isn't that almost any job?
No. Well, yeah, for her probably, because she just loves the idea of talking to strangers about anything. Right. For me, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Listening to music, talking to strangers about anything other than basketball.
People don't really listen to headphones at our office.
Oh.
You notice that?
At HeadGum?
Yeah. Like at College Humor, the last year or so that we were there, we would go in, everybody was just on headphones staring at their computers.
Interesting. I can't do headphones and work at the same time. Like when I'm listening to a song, I can't zone it out and read something or work on something or write something.
This is good for unsolicited advice, but I like listen to kind of like focus music.
Which is just like white noise, sonic pulsing, and classical rock?
It's like maybe. Sort of.
It's like folk hip hop, kind of trans, like beats, but also like kind of interesting coming of age.
Not well, kind
podcasts.
Of, yeah, a little bit. No podcast.
Neo-political dystopian books, like
no,
future
not books.
Books read by like a robot voice.
No, not quite. Actually, but, that there is kind of that in one of the songs. I listened like to
Siri,
a playlist called
it's not Siri. Siri.
It's
reading
not lit
to you,
Siri. Did you say lit Siri?
Yeah,
it's
like
Siri,
a literary
but lit.
Siri. A literary Siri.
Literary Siri. It's. I listened to a playlist called Deep Focus on Spotify.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like
you're just jerking
eerie,
off to that.
Eerie. No, not
jerking off.
Responding to emails to that.
Got it.
Don't,
okay.
Don't active listen to me if like everything
I won't active listen.
Yeah, but you're also always wrong.
I'm helping to so repeat not, so that enforces the words in my
I know
my
what active listening
eye.
Is.
Yeah.
I don't think you do because you're not listening. You're sort of like active
interjecting. Yeah.
You're talking at the same time.
I'm talking at the same time, yeah.
Stop breathing that way. I don't know how I got on this diatribe, but your friend, I feel like she's going to quit on her own.
Or you can, at the very least, subtly suggest it.
You could also lie to your coworkers and be like, I did talk to her. She's like, she's just negative, but she doesn't want to quit. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you guys have to fire her.
Remember
if you want her to leave.
In 90s sitcoms, subliminal stuff seemed to be like a lot of like stories, like placing messages in songs or like on TV and videos where like it would almost hypnotize people.
Yeah.
I remember like various like teenage dromcoms about that. Like, it happened on Saved by the Bell, didn't it?
Yeah.
Where like Zach put a secret message to ask him on a dance in a song where you couldn't even hear it, but it was playing.
I remember
infiltrating.
That. Yeah.
Anyway, do that. There's music at this store, right?
I see.
So it's like,
quit your job.
Like if you play it backwards, it's quit your job or you're not happy here. Please leave. If you're not happy, get the fuck out.
And then you like the music drops and it's just you on the mic.
You're not happy here.
shit. Sorry. I mean, clean up on aisle 4. I have a friend who's sobbing.
It's not that kind of retail.
I see. Unfortunately for me, you have to be not here. So good luck. What would you do if this were you?
I would probably talk to the friend and be like, just wait for her to be like complaining a lot and then you suggest quitting.
Yeah. But you're not the one who has to push her out. You just sort of have to hope that she makes the decision on her own.
Right. And let her vent to you. And if you see an opening, suggest
take
quitting.
It. All right, cool. That's our time. But again, there's a video version of this podcast available to you right now on patreon.com/JA.
Is it one or two?
There's two Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir's, and there's a video If I Were You, and there's another one coming on Thursday.
Oh, well, shit. If you ain't tired of us yet, go do that.
And again, thank you guys so much for listening to that and hearing us out and supporting us as you guys always have. We thoroughly appreciate it. We wouldn't even feel comfortable taking this risk if you guys weren't there to help us. So toda, once again. The opening theme song and the closing one was written by Calvin.
Oh, yeah. Show me Crash, baby.
All right. The first one was Satellite, and then this one is Crash. Again, we'll be back, as always, on Monday next week with another episode of If I Were You.
Crash.
You've got a mirror and you
mics, come speak again. Who've got problems for you, my goalies? Into their mind your advice you send. Good thoughts, breathy, cool syllables. Advice for beasts, advice for trolls. Lost in thought, they're so lost. Until you come rehash their inquiry, and they come to.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.